Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. So AI, or artificial intelligence, has been affecting how we work for some time now, be it through helping to evaluate job applications, streamlining workflows, or for assessing pay and performance. But in the past year, generative AI has supercharged that potential for better or for worse, and it's here to stay. And somebody who's an expert in this field is Dennis Coleman. He's the founder of Work Compass, and he joins me now. Dennis, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Good to hear you, Dennis. You've been in this business quite a while, and we'll talk about your business, Work Compass, a bit later on. But when it comes to giving feedback to our employees, can you explain to me how a piece of AI software would be better than a line manager who would know their staff, say, inside out?
Yes, good question, Bobby. I suppose, firstly, I think we just need to, if you think about the journey for an average manager, right? Most managers are in their role because they were good at what they did before. They were good salespeople, they were good accountants, they were good engineers, right? They were good individual contributors. They're then promoted into team management positions and usually given very little to help them be successful in that role. Over a long, long period of time, some people can master it, but others don't, right? So in general, Bobby, managers are not wonderful at giving feedback to their employees.
I'm not to disagree with you, Dennis, but I think that's a very big generalization, what you're saying there. I would contest that lots of managers would argue that they are perfectly good and quite competent in giving feedback.
Well, let me maybe back that up with some stats, right? Less than 8% of feedback that's delivered by managers includes anything actionable, any coaching, any insight. So the majority of conversations that are happening between managers and their staff, right, are, you know, around action lists or are really judgment, right? You were good here, you were bad there, etc., right? But for feedback to be useful to the employee, it has to be actionable. It's got to be coaching, right? It's got to help them improve. And judgment and task lists don't do either, right? And 8% of feedback, right, has some coaching in it. That's a pretty small number.
Okay. If we look at every company then, let's park the manager employee feedback loop for a second. And if we look at, you know, companies that have different styles, different ethoses, the software that, you know, that AI delivers, does that not have to be bespoke to the company and its culture?
I think at the very center of all of this, right, in every organization is a mission, right, is a something to be achieved. Now, it doesn't matter if that's a faith group, if it's a bank, all right, there's something to be achieved, right?
Yeah.
And what AI can do is bring clarity to what that expectation is, connect people's own mission or goal or to it, right, and then understand how they're progressing towards it and deliver coaching along the way. So you're right, right? No two organizations are the same, but the context for coaching is always what's to be achieved. And I think that's the if it's golf or it's business or whatever, you know, that's the center of it.
Okay. Well, how do you actually then, if we look at things like job applications, streaming workflows, assessing pay, they're all kind of, I suppose, they're black and white to a degree. But performance, how do you take the subjectivity out of the performance using AI?
Yeah, again, something we're asked a lot. Firstly, I think it's important to understand that traditional performance management is an inherently biased process. There's two guys in the States called Jack Singer and Joseph Folkman, and they'd studied the makeup of ratings over a period of 10 years. And what they found was pretty shocking, to be honest with it. What they found was that in the absence of an objective way of setting an expectation and measuring progress against it, managers rely heavily on their own biases when judging a person's performance. And when I say heavily, I mean very heavily. 72%, Folkman and Singer found, of ratings in this traditional performance management model reflect a manager's personal bias rather than an employee's blood, sweat, and tears. So factors like age, race, ethnicity, all count for far more, right, than the employee's blood, sweat, and tears. That's a horrifying thought for every employee, right? And people often ask, well, you know, does AI encode bias? It's the opposite, right? AI can dramatically reduce the scope for bias and surface, right, or make clear what bias is there.
Right.
So AI-driven, AI-assisted performance management makes performance management and evaluation a much, much, much fairer process.
And Dennis, do companies that embrace this, do they need to be very open with employees about how the algorithms are calculated, what they're actually assessing? In other words, I'd suggest that the success or otherwise of an implementation of AI is around honesty. In other words, if I don't trust what's going on behind a process, I'm unlikely to embrace it. Would that be fair to say?
I think it's very fair to say, right? How management teams message this internally is extremely important, right? Employees are and staff, including managers, right, are going to want to know why. I mean, why are you doing this, and what's in this for us, right? And yeah, when staff are open, when management teams are open about that the purpose of this is, to help people succeed, to unlock potential, to deliver coaching feedback. And even when teams see that, they get a little demo, right, they understand the value in it for them. But for sure, right, how it's messaged internally, vitally, vitally important. And staff, their initial reaction is, oh my God, is this going to displace me? Right? Does this make me no longer needed? And I think that's probably been staff's reaction to every big jump in technology since the wheel, maybe, right?
Yeah. But
the answer to that is no, right? Every technological big leap, every advancement has made people more productive, has made people more, has removed repetition from the role and made them more interesting, pardon me. And that's likely to be the outcome, or that's what we're seeing with AI too.
Okay. So no real fear of mass job losses, just people doing different jobs. Finally then, Dennis, can I ask you about what I would consider is the elephant in the room, that we basically all hate feedback. We hate annual reviews. We thought employees, managers, right across the board, they just, it's an uncomfortable process that no one really enjoys. So is that fair to say?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Right. I read a wonderful piece recently on the Harvard Business Review, and I think it just nailed it, right? So if you read nothing other than the title, it's enough, right? The title is Employees Want the Negative Feedback You Don't Want to Give, right? Managers are full of fear and trepidation about saying the wrong thing, getting in trouble with HR, being too emotive and judgmental, and it can be safer just to say nothing. And that's what happens a lot of the time, right? But it's a mistake to think that staff don't want feedback. Now, They don't want the riddled with bias annual appraisal that takes 23 minutes, right? And what they want is ongoing coaching, Bobby, right? So nobody wants that traditional negative stuff, right? Bookending the year. Everybody, who wouldn't want a coach at work?
Yeah, they also want to be valued, don't they? So at some
100% and recognized for the contribution that they're making, and that's rarely the case.
Well, look, it's a fascinating subject. You're an expert in it, Dennis. You've been in it a long time. So I suppose, like all new technologies, the progress on it is evolving before our eyes. So that's Dennis Coleman, founder of Work Compass. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dennis.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.